Beautiful people, Bobby the Awesome here. As many of you know, two things about me. One, I just opened a non-alcoholic bottle shop, is what they call it, but it's basically like a liquor store with no liquor. Because, as you know, the second thing about me is I would love everyone to be emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally healthy. This is in perfect alignment with using natural, helpful ways to take care of ourselves in all those facets. Here's one example. I drink too much cream in my coffee. Well, one of the products in the store is a moment. It's like a hot chocolate with wonderful cinnamon and nutmeg in it. And it has gotten me off of my 3 to 4 cup coffee habit by drinking this 15 calorie beverage every day instead of coffee. Whether you're looking to alternate or cut back on regular drinking of alcohol but have great flavor profiles, or want to drink something out of a sexy glass, or whether you're completely not drinking drinks that have things with antioxidants, brighten our mood, improve our digestive system, help us with brain fog. There's so many options, and they don't have to be drugs, traditional drugs. They can be just beautiful, good for us, things our bodies crave and need. So I am happy to announce that my online store, so you don't have to be here in Naugatuck, Connecticut. You can be anywhere in the country, in the US. You can shop as if you're in my store. You can customize what you want to order. You can order one of this, 10 of that. We're going to ship for free on orders over $50. There's many different alternatives in this space, and they taste so delicious. Everybody's taste is different, but there's a taste for every profile. Check out the selection. It's getting added to every single week. Check out 321nokidding.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for checking us out. I love you, beautiful people. And now let's get started with today's show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to 321 No Kidding. Bobby the Awesome here. And today I am joined by this brilliant fella who happens to be on a different side of the business that we've been talking about. And actually, I owe him and his peers a lot of credit for the variety we get to carry in 321, because I wouldn't have known about a lot of the brands without you, quite honestly. So welcome, Elian Haddock from Air Goods to 321. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. This is really a pleasure. I think we met each other a couple months ago now, but you know, I feel like I have a pretty good relationship with you. It's great to be here.
I'm definitely one of your biggest fans. And you know what, you just mentioned relationship, and I want to give you a shout out too on how it formed. I was using the website that you guys host, and you're the guy behind the scenes. You're not a bot. Like, you're a real person. And then I had questions, and I say, hey, I got questions. And you, one of the founders of the company, gets on the phone with me. So it's just a testament to why I'm so excited. But one of the other very impressive abilities about you is your story and how and why Air Goods was formed. So I think I should start in the beginning, even though I want to go in 10 different directions with you, because I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy to talk about that. So I started Air Goods with two of my closest friends from college. We started the business in January of 2023. So we're a little more than a year in now. I think, you know, towards the end of college, like, the three of us were all a little bit more entrepreneurial minded, and we were looking at what we could do, how we could kind of have an impact on the world earlier in our lives than just going down like a more established, quote unquote, corporate path. And so one of my co-founders, Aaron, his dad actually owns a small brick and mortar store in a small town in Maine. It's actually a baseball card shop, but he kind of grew up seeing the pains of ordering wholesale as a small business. And so, you know, he kind of had that experience. And then the other aspect, like during college, there was a small store on campus that we kind of would always comment on when they brought in new things, new like RTD beverages. And so that we were always kind of interested in that just passively. So it wasn't obvious that we were going to do air goods the marketplace that it is today. When we first started, you know, it involves talking to a bunch of people, business owners, and seeing like where the kind of painful areas of running the business were. But yeah, I mean, so we landed on the marketplace by really talking to people and kind of asking them where can we kind of make your life easier or help you. So that kind of contributed to starting the marketplace. And then, you know, now at this point we have hundreds of brands and thousands of products and thousands of retailers at this point that are ordering. But yeah, it wasn't always obvious, I would say, from the very start what that would look like.
Did you know it would be non-alc when you were talking to people, or were you just talking to random people?
So we didn't know it would be non-alc to start. We wanted it to be specialty products. And so now we're doing like specialty beverages. We started with non-alc because it was clearly an area that I think needed support, because we realized pretty early on that the products were great and that people wanted the products, but they were so hard to find. So the issue was anyone that was interested in the products, and obviously it's been growing like crazy, it was really hard to find, and the only real place to find it was online. And so to help kind of make the products more accessible to people, which I think, you know, our hypothesis at the time was people really want these to be more accessible. The best way was to help the businesses that were kind of on the forefront, like yours. So we learned about it through talking to people, and yeah, it became obvious that that would be a really good category to kind of start with, like the specialty products. So yeah, and we also have just become really like in love with these products. I mean, you should see our office. We have like hundreds of cans and bottles, and we've tried pretty much everything. And we love it too. So that it's really been like a joy to do that category.
I feel you there. I won't drink a sample unless there's customers. So I make sample parties, and it has to be one of the funnest parts. And I know that, like, I'm not gonna love everything. I'm not gonna hate everything. So getting the community involved, and I love that there's three of you guys collaborating and kind of getting to have those conversations. As you were speaking, I realized I don't know honestly how the I went to Mindful Drinking Fest about a month ago, and I was meeting the first bottle shop in the country. She was 7 years old, I think.
Wow.
And then there's, you know, different people who've been around 4 or 5 years, and I'm like, I don't know that I would have even known where to begin back then sourcing the product. Like, you have saved my business. You are 95% of what I carry in the store goes through Air Goods. And when I think about these pioneers, and how painful it must have been for them, like, it
Yeah.
blows my mind.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when we first started, I think the consensus was that most non-alc bottle shops were kind of going just directly to the brand. And that definitely works. I mean, that's a model that, you know, probably the person you were talking to had done for years. It just, when you're, I think the feedback that we got early on is like when you're running a business, there's so many things on your mind. And having to manage all of those individual relationships can just be really challenging. You know, there's kind of payment that you have to manage. There's damages. You know, there's things that just come up. And so the intent behind Air Goods is, with one Air Goods account, you can still order from all the brands you love, and you can still message and have a relationship with the owners. It's just all kind of more streamlined. So, you know, we offer payment terms like buy now, pay 30 or 60 days later, and then having documentation in one place. So yeah, but the direct relationships, I think, is something that was done. It's just not really that optimal from a lot of business owners' point of view.
You bring up another good point I'd like to talk about. So we know it's good for the consumers because we can all get the brands into their hands. So let's talk about what the landscape of the marketplace looks like, because a normal consumer is not going to go on there without a business, right? There, it's not like Walmart.com. It's definitely a wholesale account. So let's talk about the value for the brands. And you touched on already a little bit about the value on the retailers or the bars because the door is already open to have the relationships and go through it. And then to funnel things like payment, that's a win-win. But let's pretend we're talking exclusively to maybe pop-up bars, bottle shops. Let's talk to them for a minute.
Yeah, definitely. So this is kind of an interesting thing about our marketplace is that, the brands are just as much our customers and our users as the retailers and the buyers are. So we have, really strong relationships with them too, and we're always trying to think of ways to make their businesses easier because, quite honestly, I mean, like I said, we're coming up on 500 beverage brands now. On Air Goods, and a good majority of them are also small businesses. So, everything down to a few of them being one person operations that are operating out of like a commissary kitchen. And so, yeah, to answer your question, the value for them is for brands that don't have the resources for a whole a whole team doing wholesale for them. We hopefully can take a lot of the load off of them for doing their wholesale. So, we want to be one place where they can manage their entire wholesale arm of their business. So they have different places where they can see all of their customers. They can manage orders coming in. They can issue samples. So they can do all of the parts that a traditional wholesale team would do for a bigger brand. But I mean, the value to them is they list their products and retailers like you can discover their products, sample them, build a relationship. And it's by just listing their products on the marketplace sort of through discovery does the work for them.
Wow, I didn't really think about that, and it's really amazing that you guys give them that much visibility. So they are seeing the retailers and their consumers and getting the data in real time. I'm picturing it how I see it. So if they see it how I see it, they're seeing who's buying what and what sales are and all of that. I love that. I hadn't thought about their lens before.
Yeah, totally. And there's actually one of our really interesting learnings was around sampling. So you obviously, as a business owner, you love the ability to kind of request a sample and bring in a product and, like you said, have some of your customers try it just to get a sense of what the market thinks. It kind of goes the same for them where the ability to receive just sample requests and send samples to business owners that are interested in trying their products, it's a really low friction way for them to get their products into more stores. Because, without the sampling, it's either you order or you don't. It's like a very, it's a much a bigger kind of threshold to meet to get their products into stores. So they see all of the sample requests in one place and they can kind of choose who they want to send samples to. But hopefully it's made the process of getting their products and making their products more accessible a little bit easier than it was before.
That's true. To me, being able to get samples is one of the highest valued things that I need. And I struggle because, and I thank you for shining some light on them because they're having the same issue, right? And I'm kind of curious if you find if it's all managed for great business reasons, or if you see any abuse or attempted abuse. Because like I remember not knowing the limits, and when I'm like, I'm just going in alphabetical order. Okay, I'm gonna try the products and see. And you're like, there's a limit here, girl. And it was good because I love that transparency. And you didn't know me then. I could have been doing bad things. But what you just woke up for me was, I struggle, right, for the cost of just doing sampling to sell. But these guys are doing it, and they're way outnumbered, with people getting these requests and not knowing how it's going to convert. But the cost involved of sending all that out, it is just on a larger scale than I had really thought about from their perspective.
It's definitely part of, it's a consideration for the brands, and some brands have just not done it for that reason. So we make it very easy for the brands to decide whether or not they want to do it, and to honestly decline samples when they need to, if they just can't afford to send free product, because as you mentioned, it's, you're sending free product, and shipping isn't cheap either. But we're trying to build in more tools for the brands to have more ownership over that. And yes, we do have a lot of sort of different things in place that prevents abuse. So, there's if there's ever like a kind of a fraudulent buyer or something, we kind of identify that pretty quickly. So the brands are pretty much always getting very legitimate business owners that are requesting from them.
It's also a culture thing you've created, because there's been brands that don't have samples available, like in their profile, that I've asked for, that have said yes. And then there's ones that do have it listed that have declined. And you bring up a really, it's one of my biggest pain points, this whole shipping thing, that have said, listen, I'll get you the sample, but can you chip in for shipping? Which I think is a fair ax, but it's that culture you guys created to make it so we can have those dialogues and really understand.
Yeah, totally. We're building in more tools all the time to make to give more of the freedom to the brands to decide when they want to send a sample and when not, and when to charge and when not. So that's always, part of our thinking too, is how do we improve this whole experience, not just for the people receiving the samples, for the brands too, because it's, a lot of them are small businesses as well.
Do you have any? Well, we talked a little bit about the opportunities to request samples. We've talked about net terms, and different options. Do you want to shift our focus now and talk to other bottle shop owners, and the pop-up community, and see what are we forgetting to mention, or maybe I just haven't asked the right question, but some of the benefits for them of using your goods?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest benefit is just the discoverability. So we have, like I said, we have coming up on 500 different specialty beverage brands, and I think, from my understanding, it's probably the biggest source of specialty beverages for wholesale that exists on the internet. So from that perspective, you can spend hours kind of going through Air Goods and finding unique brands that you may never have even heard of. So I love that part of it for businesses that are kind of operating in this specialty space. But certainly, I mean, payment terms you mentioned, we offer the ability to buy and pay in 30 days, or in 60 days in some cases. But yeah, I mean, just generally as a business owner, to keep all of your payments and orders and invoices in one place should hopefully be more convenient than having to go direct to every brand. Obviously, sometimes there's a need to go direct if there's better pricing or something. But hopefully we at least offer kind of an option for business owners.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you would touch on that, because It is nice. You send out reminders to let us know if we have bills due, which has saved my tush a couple times because I'm in the throes of it. I don't know what day of the week it is, never mind what's due. And you've helped support us in that way. And I'll tell you, I tried to order Athletic Brew when I first opened, and I'm in Connecticut, right? So it makes sense. And I got told who the wholesaler was and stuff, or the distributor. And I call them. Not only is there a minimum that's really challenging, right? Because you don't want to serve people old beer. But they made me pay cash on delivery.
Wow.
And I said, well, non-alc is my whole bread and butter, because they would do terms for the liquor, but not do terms for the non-alc. And I'm like, well, can we at least have a conversation about this? Because, like, literally, I can't capitalize, like, I can't run my business with this
Yeah.
situation. They wouldn't even have a conversation with me, which was really disheartening.
That's really frustrating. I mean, this is kind of the issue with traditional distributors, where, they obviously are incentivized to kind of move the products that are most profitable for them and that they know will sell the best. And Heineken, like a normal alcoholic Heineken or alcoholic, Bud Light or something in a liquor store is just always going to move faster than an Athletic Brewing in a specialty store. So it's really unfortunate. But yeah, I mean, that's why, hopefully on Airgas, if you're ordering, you can find brands with low minimums. And, hopefully the payment terms are helpful with that kind of thing.
It totally is, and I appreciate it. And you also you do something, I don't know if you plan on sharing this, and hopefully it's okay that I bring it up, but something that's helped me, and it's not work because I love promoting you guys, is giving each other referral options to help each other get new brands or new bars and bottle shops on board. I love that.
Yeah, definitely. So if you're a retailer or a pop-up shop owner and you're ordering on Airgoods, you can actually recommend brands for us to list because there's a good chance that if you want to buy from a brand but it's not on Airgoods, that other retailers also want to buy from that brand. So yeah, there's referral kind of benefits for recommending brands, which as you've done a few times. But yeah, and then the same kind of goes on the brand side where they can invite retailers to join Airgoods and they can provide a set of benefits to those retailers. So it's kind of on both sides where we're trying to grow in that way.
Yeah, it's brilliant and it's helpful. And even if you didn't have it, I would tell people to go to you. It's nice sometimes to get like a discount on the bill. It's like, oh,
Yeah.
that was easy. Eliane, is there anything that I haven't really gone? Oh, I know what I want to talk about. The future of this business. If you have any thoughts on what this looks like for the industry. For you guys, like, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. We started with the, as you know, non-alcoholic beer, wine, spirits, RTD cocktails, and pretty soon after kind of bringing on more and more brands in that space, it became clear that there was kind of a desire for other categories too. So that kind of led us down the functional and adaptogenic. Kava, kratom, like different kind of functional ingredients. And so that's definitely a big part of what you can find on Airgas as well now. And so we're really trying to listen to business owners on what they want to order. So through, like the referral kind of process that you've utilized, we're just bringing on more specialty beverage brands at this point. I don't know where it'll go beyond specialty beverage, but now we have beverages in a few different categories. So we have non-alc, we have cocktail supply, which includes mixers, shrubs, cocktail syrups, garnishes, bitters. And then we have a whole health and wellness beverages category, which, like I said, is kind of the adaptogenic and nootropic beverages, different CBD and THC products. And then we just also added a coffees and teas. So there's different RTD teas, loose leaf teas, and RTD coffees and cold brews and that kind of thing. So for now, that's what we're doing. We're gonna stick to the specialty beverages. I'm not sure where it'll go beyond that, if we'll go beyond that, but for now, that's kind of what we wanna try to do.
Well, it makes perfect sense based on what my customers are saying, because if there's people who are trying to not consume alcohol for health, but still want an elevated state or still want wellness benefits, like when I bring people over to my Curious display, I say, if you're a whole food shopper, this is the drink for you, you know? And they get that. And the ones who are kava might want to be looking at THC or CBD, or it's really interesting that it's not, I have to stay in one lane, and the guests really do appreciate having the different choices. And I wonder how you do with this, because this is one of my pain points. I can't keep up with all the information, like to learn about all these categories. How do you navigate that?
Yeah, I mean, we learn a lot from the brands, honestly, because we almost every brand that we bring onto Arid's, we actually have one or multiple calls with them. So it's very much part of our process, and we don't even list every brand that applies for Arid's, just because we want to keep the quality really high. And if there's kind of a brand that we don't think our retailers would benefit from, we wouldn't bring them on, if they're too big or just incentives aren't aligned. But yeah, I mean, we kind of learn a lot from the brands themselves. And we if we don't know much about the ingredients, we try to learn as much as we can so that we can kind of tell the buyers about them and really accurately recommend what we think would actually sell well for you.
Wow, I love that. I didn't realize you would turn people away. I respect and admire your you've always been very transparent with me in our conversations, and I know that you're capable of saying no. I just hadn't thought of it through that lens, so thank you for protecting us.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just anyone that has good intentions, we wouldn't turn away. So it's more of just we want to, like you said, kind of protect the retailers from not bringing in something that's not authentic or not genuine.
Yeah. Well, and it's scary in the world that we're living in.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll say, is there anything that I forgot to touch on that you wanted to bring up? And are we allowed to tell people where you went to college? Because that's the other cool thing, especially with my geography. I know you're being Mr. Humble here.
I went to Yale, which is not far from your shop. So I very much, I think it's what you said, like 30 minutes away or something.
Yeah, it's
So
11 miles.
yeah, I very much intend on making a visit sometime this spring, hopefully. But yeah, no, is there anything else? I mean, I would recommend, if you're a bottle shop or a consumer that just likes the products, I would recommend following along on Instagram. Our handle is airgoods_wholesale. If you're a bottle shop, it's great because or any buyer for that matter, because we always are announcing the new products we're bringing on. So it's a really good source to kind of keep up with what's new and what's being brought in. And if you're a consumer, same reason. I mean, you might find some cool brand that you didn't know existed and order from their website, from their D2C website. So yeah, I would recommend just kind of following along there, because it's a good source of what's new and what's up and coming.
Do you thank you for that? Like letting everybody know, you prompted another thought. Do you think that as the brands get more popular? Like, do you see Air Goods fitting in everybody's model long term, or do you think as they get more popular and start maybe getting in distributors or shipping direct to consumers, do you think one impacts the other, or do you think we're all growing together?
Yeah, good question. I think the wholesale fits really well with D2C. So most of the brands that are selling on Air Goods for wholesale, they're also selling D2C just through their websites. And I think the two very much fit together because one kind of hopefully helps grow the other. And I think with distributors, it's definitely something that we want to help brands with, because part of being a brand is growing your reach. And if we could be part of a brand's life from the very moment they start it to the point where they're listed with national distributors, I think that would be a huge point of value for them. But it's something that I think we want to kind of explore more and figure out what would really be helpful for the brands. And I do also think that Air Goods wholesale can coexist with a brand's distributor strategy. So someone like Athletic Brewing, for example, they have most of their most popular SKUs with most national distributors at this point. And it's like the major SKUs, it's their top four or five products, but they have a whole list of other specialty products that just don't quite have the same demand as their core line. And those products do great with independents, and that whole kind of specialty category. So I would say that's a great example where they very much, I hope, value Air Goods as one of their wholesale sources, but also have, pretty good reach with distributors.
That makes perfect sense. Thanks for elaborating on that. Well, Alian, I am happy we got this done. I'm so grateful for you guys. And like I said, you're kind of the secret backbone to my business. And I know I couldn't do it without you. So just really please thank the other guys and know how grateful I am for Air Goods.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we obviously wouldn't exist if it weren't for you and everything that you're doing. You and all the other retailers and brands, were the reason you guys are the reason that we exist. So, we're very much here to help where we can.
Oh, thank you. Hi again,
All right.
beautiful
Thanks,
people.
Bobby.
Still me. One other thing I wanted to let you know is I screwed up and I had moved in the background different podcast providers. And in the process, I lost all my ratings, all my reviews, all my stars and all those things. So I am building from the ground up. So if you found that you enjoyed the show and you want to help support me in a free way that takes about 30 seconds, I would love it. Give me a follow, a rating, a review. Be honest, because I want to make this the best experience for you. But if you can help me in that way, I would greatly appreciate it. Thanks again, beautiful people. Love ya.